Washington Post prints Unabomber screed with FBI blessing. President Clinton leans to higher Medicare charges on the rich. Iranian airline hijacker surrenders in Israel. Good Tuesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The elusive Unabomber has gotten his publish or perish way. Ahead of a Sunday deadline, the Washington Post has printed the terrorist's 35,000-word manifesto attacking technology, saying it acted out of concern for public safety and at the urging of the Justice Department. The New York Times shared printing costs. Louis Bertram, the former FBI lead investigator on the case, says printing the Unabomber's ideas may help break the case.
By publishing it, getting it out, and letting the public review the manifesto may give us the key lead.
Bertram was asked if the document holds up.
I think it's just plagiarism. I think he's got this out of some book somewhere, some textbook, and I think he's just regurgitating some of this stuff back, as probably we'll see when we get a chance to read the entire manifesto.
San Francisco State University criminologist Michael Rustigan has long followed this case and disagreed with the decision to publish.
He's toyed with the media, he's toyed with law enforcement, he's toyed with the public, and now he's in control. We've given him that control by publishing the manifesto.
Rustigan says victims are rightly offended.
Certainly, if I was maimed by the Unabomber, if I was injured permanently, or if I lost a loved one, I'd be very upset now to see how the newspapers have caved into his demand.
The Unabomber's letter bombs have killed 3 people and injured 23 in the past 17 years. From President Clinton, another case of Me Too on a hot-button Republican proposal, Mark Noto reports.
In a shift of policy, the president now sounds as though he sees some merit in the Republican plan to impose higher Medicare premiums on wealthy recipients.
Do seniors who have the ability to pay a little bit more have a responsibility to do it because they have very high incomes? I think you can make that case.
But in a campaign speech last night in Philadelphia, Mr. Clinton said he remains adamantly opposed to the GOP idea to raise Medicare premiums for all other recipients, including those with incomes below $24,000 a year.
They want them to pay more in their own premiums. And what they don't tell you is not a single penny of that money goes into the trust fund.
The president renewed his charge that Republicans want to use the money to fund a tax cut that would largely benefit the rich. It's a theme Mr. Clinton will hit upon again today during a meeting with and a speech to senior citizens here in Florida, an important political state he lost by a thin margin in the 92 election. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Jacksonville, Florida.
The House Ethics Committee today begins interviewing potential candidates for an independent counsel to investigate Speaker Newt Gingrich's book deal, even though no decision has been made to hire one. Gingrich this morning continued to say he's clean.
It is an essentially, I think, on the part of some of the Democrats, an effort to, they hope, repeat the Jim Wright experience. The problem they have is that Jim Wright, in fact, did some things that were wrong, and I haven't.
The Senate today is expected to approve a welfare reform measure that imposes time limits and work requirements. Rob Armstrong has that.
Democrats say the welfare reform bill that's expected to pass the Senate is a far better bill now than when it was brought to the floor almost 3 weeks ago. The bill adds more money than the House bill for child care and strips out a provision to prohibit additional cash benefits to women who have more children while they're on welfare. Minority Leader Tom Daschle.
I predict that this vote will pass by at least 65, if not 70 votes. It is likely that will include liberals, conservatives, and moderates.
House Republicans say they'll try to take out some of the Senate amendments when the bill goes to a House-Senate conference committee. The House passed a much more restrictive welfare reform bill last March. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
An Iranian airline pilot sent a chilling message today. The plane with 178 aboard was seized by one of its own flight attendants after takeoff from Tehran. As Jesse Shulman reports from Jerusalem, the plane was diverted to Israel, where the hijacker surrendered.
The passengers have left the plane. They are now in a terminal building at the Israeli Air Force base where the plane landed. Israeli security men have gone on board. Earlier reports said 2 armed men surrendered, but now officials say there was a lone hijacker, the steward, aboard the flight. The Iranian Boeing 707 was on a domestic flight when it was taken over. The pilot told ground controllers he would crash for lack of fuel unless allowed to land in Israel. One report from Israel television says the hijacker is asking for asylum in the United States. States.
Nobody was hurt. Croatia's President Tudjman, reversing course under U.S. pressure, now says his forces have halted their support of the Bosnian government drive on the refugee-packed Serb stronghold of Banja Luka. Lieutenant Colonel Chris Vernon of UNPROFOR says the Bosnian Serb defenders are furiously digging in.
In military terms, Banja Luka is what would be termed vital ground, ground which they would clearly not wish to concede for a host of reasons, not least humanitarian. And therefore it is entirely logical that their major defensive line is west and south of Banja Luka with a degree of space in between. And that is now certainly happening from what we're seeing.
Måns Nyberg of the UN Refugee Agency says the number of displaced Serb civilians is growing.
We are releasing all incoming food and non-food items to the local authorities. The number of internal refugees is now estimated to be about 90,000.
President Tudjman of Croatia and President Izetbegovic of Bosnia are meeting in Zagreb with U.S. envoy Richard Holbrooke. Reports say two Danish peacekeepers and seven refugees were killed yesterday by Croat artillery fire. Federal relief efforts are accelerating on the hurricane-ravaged islands of St. Thomas. Correspondent Barry Bagnato is there.
The first distribution sites could open today, but a high-level federal relief official says because of security concerns, sites will remain closed until there are enough supplies to meet the need and adequate police protection. The official says there's concern riots will erupt if food, water, and building materials run out. Tents are being constructed at the hospital here as health services expand. Daryl Daugherty, who works with a medical relief group, says concern is growing about the lack of running water.
In the next several days, that's going to be dysentery and those type diseases that can crop up.
The problem is expected to be especially acute in outlying towns where so far there has been little or no relief. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
The budget protest sick out by nurses at Los Angeles County USC Medical Center is being blamed for at least one death. A gunshot victim died after being diverted to another hospital that lacks a trauma center. The National Football League's guardians of merchandising are suing the Dallas Cowboys, team owner Jerry Jones, and Texas Stadium for $300 million. Their offense? Cutting solo promotional deals with Pepsi-Cola and Nike. Pittsburgh Steelers owner Dan Rooney said the Cowboys' advertising end run needed to be blocked.
We just felt that this has gone too far and that there was something that we had to do to stop this whole thing. We had to take action.
Under current licensing agreements, 30 teams split evenly the revenues generated by NFL licensing and sponsorship agreements. Netscape Communications, which makes popular software for navigating the Internet, is fixing a security flaw. This after two students figured out how to quickly get access to sensitive data like credit card numbers. New housing starts shot up a surprising 0.6% in August to the highest level in 8 months. Overseas, the dollar is mixed. London gold is up 40 cents. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down almost 20 points. It's 10 past the hour.